Let's sit down with RNIB's Chief Executive, Matt Stringer. We've got a couple of stories to talk about today. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Alan. Good to speak to you.
Now, I'm going to start with quite a serious topic, first of all, I think, Matt. Many of our listeners and beyond, I suppose, will have heard a media outlet recently with a piece on RNIB talking about the charity and, in particular, highlighting its financial position. I know that's something that you want to come back on.
There was a programme this week making a few unsubstantiated and inaccurate points about our financial position. I think the phrase used was sort of sense of financial crisis, which really isn't the case. I just wanted to try and reassure listeners and any of our service users and beneficiaries of that. You know, I think everyone can see in the world with state of the national economy, what's happening in the globe, Trumpian presidency, and some of the challenges that might stem from that, that everyone's got to be very realistic in how it sort of faces into that. And we're living in a world of 3% inflation, national insurance contributions have gone up, et cetera, et cetera. So all those things are things that any organisation, charities, businesses, whatever, has got to face into. I mean, the good news for RNIB is we put ourselves in a good spot in the last few years through some of our property disposals and the way we just managed ourselves through COVID and the cost of living crisis. So our liquidity, how much money we have, simply how much cash we have, is above our target. We have a threshold that we agree with our auditors about how much money we have. And at the moment, as we're ending this financial year, we're actually sitting comfortably above that, actually. So we're in a good spot. There is headroom and we have money invested, reserves invested. I think the issue is for all organisations, you know, charities, businesses, whatever, you've got to sort of, you know, make sure you stay ahead of the curve over the next few years. And so, you know, we've been going through a transformation program, trying to take some cost out of the organization, not because we're in a crisis at the moment, but we're doing it for strategic reasons to make sure we're set up to cope with the future and have people in the right slots doing the right things. And also, yes, being a bit leaner in a world where, you know, undeniably we'll be facing cost pressures going forward. So accusers of being in a financial crisis is woefully inaccurate. We're not in a bad spot at all and probably deserve a bit of credit for, you know, making sure we're sort of keeping on top of our financial position for the medium to long-term future of the RNIB.
So the bottom line for a phrase is that there is no financial crisis.
No, there is no financial crisis. As I say, we're in a good spot. We have more liquidity than is our target. We have a very healthy balance sheet with a lot of assets on there. Clearly we're audited regularly, get signed off as a going concern every year, which has just happened this year. Actually, our accounts have just been signed off for the last financial year in the last month or two, and will be published a few months' time as per normal timetables. So, I mean, the fact we're even talking about it is slightly ridiculous. We are in not a bad spot financially, absolutely no financial crisis at the RNIB, no.
There are many challenges, both financially for charities at the moment, and you highlighted some of those as well, you know, and also fundraising is all changing as well. So, you know, a lot of charities will be looking at the balance sheet and so on and looking at funding services going forward. This isn't something in isolation.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, we get our income from a number of sources. You know, clearly some of your listeners will be very generous in the way they've supported us. You know, we get money through a lot of legacies from people who've used our services over the years. We get money from more traditional fundraising products. And I think as we've talked a few times in my time in the RNIB, we've been trying to diversify income quite rightly from more commercial activities. You know, we have a retail website, we do a lot of consulting. We have a business in Gateshead that does sort of transcriptions for a lot of companies. And there's a lot of corporate opportunity there, actually, and we're driving that really hard at the moment. So there's some good news stories in there, actually. I think traditional fundraising is quite challenged at the moment. I think people may be shying away from some of the more traditional ways they might have supported charities in the past, which is affecting all charities. It's not an RNIB issue particularly, which is why we're having to think hard and diversify. Our income is growing slightly at the moment, which is good. But when you're in a sort of 3% inflationary period, you've got to grow by 3% to stand still, don't you? So it's not without its challenges, but we're working hard to diversify those things. Part of the programme was talking to the conjecture about radical cut to services because we don't have the money. And that, again, is not right. We made some differences to how we do deliver services. A couple of examples, you know, we made some changes to our tech support services, Tech for Life. We're delivering that service in a slightly different way and actually maintaining, if not exceeding, levels of service that we did before we changed. Our talk and support service, for example, which again, some of your listeners will be using, where, you know, go back a few years, it was very clunky technology and, you know, members of staff dialing out to individual beneficiaries and then connecting them is a very sort of clunky old-fashioned process. That's now done much more through technology, and we've actually got more people using our talk and support service than we did when we used the old method before. So, you know, change can be good in terms of service delivery. But I mean, the reassuring news for listeners would be that, you know, the RNIB is going to be here through a variety of media supporting on all the old services that everyone has ever expected the RNIB to provide.
You were invited, or a representative from RNIB was invited on to the programme to discuss this. That was declined and a statement was sent in instead. Why was that?
No, good question. I mean, we're in a consultation period at the moment. We will have some people exiting the organisation as part of this, and we launched a consultation process with people in the organisation at the end of January. That has to run for at least 45 days. That time is up middle of March. And so during that time, A, we've got to be confidential, and B, we can't prejudice the outcomes of that process, because people come back with ideas about how we might do things a bit differently, you know, counter proposals in essence, which we receive quite a few at the moment. And then we will, you know, at that point, it'll be a bit clearer what the end state is going to be. So what I couldn't do was go on and talk about it whilst that process was in play. And we made that very clear when I was last on the programme and said, very happy to come and talk again. We just can't come till the end of the process. But they went ahead and ran the programme anyway. So we gave a statement, we think covered everything that we wanted to say, which they did read out most of that actually. But you know, I am going to go on the programme in a few weeks' time once we're through the process, and we'll just agree a time to go and do that, which is always a promise. So we're not trying to shy away from coverage, and we're actually very proud of wanting to talk about, you know, what we're doing and the sort of positive future of the RNIB. But it just wasn't right to go on now when we were in the middle of a formal consultation period.
Well, we look forward to chatting with you more on that, Matt, as well, after the consultation period has closed. Let's move on to, well, I suppose a couple of other topics, but an overarching topic is technology. And RNIB Connect Radio, we've actually been doing lots of interviews and talking to lots of people at RNIB Northern Ireland's tech event, which is on for its second year and growing almost exponentially. It's only year two, but it's even bigger than before.
No, that's right. And I think it's an interesting, you know, here we are talking about some of the sort of challenges we've had this week on another media show about the RNIB. But, you know, actually what we're trying to do is set the RNIB up to be the best organisation it can be for blind and partially sighted people in the UK, you know, on a very solid, sustainable footing. And one of the things we're investing in is technology. You know, we brought in a new person to lead our technology function, Linda Rogers, who joined us as our Chief Technology Officer before Christmas, which is a real sign of investment and commitment to technology, not only internally in improving our internal systems, where we've still got work to do to, you know, make us absolutely modern, but increasingly having that external influence to get providers of hardware and software and infrastructure and services to be able to harness technology to make life as accessible as possible for blind and partially sighted people. So we had the Northern Ireland Tech Fair this week, which is a second year, and a big thank you to our team over in Belfast for hosting that and running that, and for all the people that came along to either present or to engage with that fair. And it was very successful and a big step on from last year. And as you know, in about a month's time, we've got a similar event in Scotland, which is actually a big UK-wide event that we're hosting in Glasgow for a couple of days. Again, building on last year, which was a really good event. But again, we stepped forward this year. There's about 250 delegates. I think we've sold out. Actually, there are no more tickets. I think we've sold out. You know, in a real first division list of speakers and people to engage with, from big Premier League tech companies, the Microsoft of this world, through some of the smaller SME providers, some of the really innovative cutting edge tech developers and innovators, and a variety of interesting global speakers coming, talking about perspectives on technology and how it is and needs to be harnessed for blind and partially sighted people. So, A, it's good to talk about it and show that lots of energetic signs of life in the RNIB around the tech front. B, I think it shows a modern RNIB. You know, had a separate meeting yesterday, unrelated to this, with a lady who basically runs a sort of association of British insurers. And why did I meet her? Well, it all stemmed from a dinner we had at the Bank of England last year, where we were talking about accessibility of financial services. We spoke to a room full of different elements of the financial services sector about this. And this meeting was a bit of a follow-up, and we're going to host in our London HQ a meeting of the Association of British Insurers. All the insurance companies come together, going to come together for a meeting. And we're going to talk to them about two things. We're going to talk to them about the accessibility of financial services, because it's all challenges about how blind and partially sighted people can access their finances. And also talk about employment and how more people can get work in the financial services sector of blind and partially sighted. So technology is a massive focus for us, Belfast was great, Glasgow will be great, and things like the relationship in the financial services sector shows how we need to harness that knowledge to really make a difference to practical elements of blind and partially sighted people's lives.
Yeah, and if you want to know more about the Northern Ireland Tech Fair and you podcast, just search for RNIB Connect Radio. You'll find loads there from Howell, who was on the floor chatting to the exhibitors and some of the seminar leaders as well. And if you'd like to know more about RNIB and its services, do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. You can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. And talking tech, if you've got an Amazon Echo device, you can ask it to call RNIB's helpline. We're out of time once again, Matt, but we will speak with you again next week. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Alan. Good to be able to talk to some of these serious points that were made, and hopefully give the listeners some reassurance. You know, we're not in a bad spot. You know, we've got a lot of upside and potential, and looking forward to the organisation going forwards and realising that, actually. Thank you for having me.